Unit 3. Page 20. Conversation 2. What does it look like?
Teresa, I can't find the... what do you call it?
What can't you find?
You know, the thing.
What thing?
Oh, come on, you know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
What does it look like? Maybe I can help you find it.
It's a long, narrow, flat thing. It's made of plastic.
Okay. What color is it and what's it used for?
It's red. You use it for drawing straight lines.
Louise! You mean the ruler! It's in the box behind the telephone.
Oh, yeah. I knew that all along. I was just testing you.
Page 22. Listen to this. A group of people from long ago are describing their inventions to each other. Listen to the description and name the object each speaker invented. Speaker 1.
Mine was the greatest invention ever. It's old, but people still need it today. It's round and it comes in many sizes. Long ago, it was made of stone. It's also been made of wood. Then people made it of metal. Now it's often made of rubber. It's used on cars, bicycles, and in machines.
Speaker 2.
Well, my invention is more recent. It's long, narrow, and has a sharp point. It's usually made of plastic, but you can get expensive ones made of gold or silver. Everybody uses it. It's full of something called ink, and you write with it.
Speaker 3.
The thing I invented has changed many times. Before, it was usually a wooden box with a big piece of ice in it. These days, it's a pretty big rectangular box made of metal, and it has one or two doors. We have electricity now, so we don't need the ice. My invention keeps food cold or frozen.
Speaker 4.
To tell you the truth, my invention isn't as important as those three, but it's still useful. My invention can be made of cotton, wool, silk, leather, or rubber. They're small, but they come in different sizes. You put them on your hands. Sometimes they're used for fashion, but usually they're used to keep your hands warm or to protect your hands when you work.
Speaker 5.
My invention is very old. People use it to sweep their floors and keep them clean. Every house has one in it. It's very long and narrow. One end is much wider and is usually made of straw.
Speaker 6.
My invention is the newest. It's flat and round and has a very small hole right in the middle of it. It's quite small. In fact, it's usually smaller than your hand. You put it in a special machine and you can listen to music on it.
Speaker 7.
You know, I'm very proud of my invention. I think it changed the world. There are several in every house. They're also used outside. Now they come in many sizes and colors, but they're always very small. They're usually round like a ball on top and narrow at the bottom. My invention is made of glass and metal. People use them for light when it's dark.
Speaker 8.
If you live in a cold place, you love my invention, especially at night. They're flat and usually square or rectangular. They're pretty big. Mostly, they're made of wool, but they can be made of cotton. You put one on your bed and it keeps you warm at night.
Pages 23 and 24, person to person. Bruce and Ron are two American students who are entering their second year of college. they decided to rent an apartment this year instead of living in a college dormitory.
Well, Bruce, we're lucky we don't have to buy a whole lot of furniture.
You're not kidding. So, Ron, tell me what kind of stuff we're getting from your parents.
I think the best thing is probably the brown leather sofa. It's old, but it's in pretty good condition. Four people can sit on it comfortably.
Fantastic.
They also gave us a wall unit. It's made of wood.
How big is the wall unit?
It's tall, but it's not very long.
Perfect. This summer I saved some extra money and bought a new CD player and some good speakers.
What size are the speakers?
They're pretty small, but they sound great.
My mom also gave us two orange easy chairs. They're very wide and comfortable. They'll be perfect for studying.
Yeah, or for watching TV. My father said I could bring the old TV from home. It works well, and it has a big screen.
That's great. Our apartment is gonna be perfect.
Really? I'm also bringing a glass coffee table and a floor lamp with a round shade.
Oh, good. Well, I also have two narrow lamps with square shades.
I guess all we have to do now is decide where to put everything.